Hey there, amazing humans. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of confidence booster and self-worth guru. Ever feel like you're constantly running on that hamster wheel of to-dos, yet somehow never getting anywhere? You know, the feeling where Monday morning arrives with a list longer than your arm and a brain that feels about as motivated as a sloth on a Sunday afternoon? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Today, we're tackling that procrastination monster head-on and unlocking your inner productivity ninja. Because trust me, you have the power to crush those goals and make those dreams a reality. It's not about becoming some superhuman workaholic, it's about finding your groove, getting things done with intention, and feeling genuinely good about your accomplishments. So, get ready to ditch the excuses, unleash your inner powerhouse, and say, hello, to a more productive and fulfilling you. Here are 5 key takeaways to help us slay this procrastination beast. Firstly, let's talk about understanding your why. Ever heard that saying, find your purpose, and you'll never work a day in your life? Well, there's truth in it. When you know what drives you, when you connect your tasks to something bigger than just checking them off a list, suddenly the motivation skyrockets. Think about it. Are you working towards a dream vacation? Wanting to start that side hustle that makes your heart sing? Whatever your why is, keep it front and center. Visualize that end goal, feel that sense of accomplishment, and let it fuel your fire. Secondly, break those big, scary tasks down into bite-sized chunks. We've all been there, staring at a massive project, feeling overwhelmed and paralyzed by the sheer enormity of it. It's like trying to eat an entire pizza in one sitting, a recipe for indigestion. Instead, break that pizza, or project, into manageable slices. Focus on completing one small step at a time. Celebrate those mini victories along the way, because they add up. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will your masterpiece. Thirdly, eliminate distractions like you're playing whack-a-mole with your phone, that endless stream of emails, or social media that can suck you in for hours. Create a dedicated workspace, put your phone on silent, or better yet, leave it in another room, and let those around you know that you need some focused time. Experiment with different techniques. Maybe try the Pomodoro technique, where you work in 25-minute bursts followed by short breaks, or find a playlist that keeps you energized and focused. Fourthly, embrace imperfection. You don't have to be perfect to be productive. Perfectionism can actually be a major productivity killer. It sets unrealistic expectations, leads to endless revisions, and ultimately leaves you feeling frustrated and stuck. Remember, done is better than perfect. Get that thing out there, make progress, and refine it later. Finally, celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledge your accomplishments, treat yourself, and revel in the sense of satisfaction that comes from crossing things off your list. This positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and builds momentum for tackling even bigger challenges. Now, let's talk about a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You've been meaning to write that cover letter for weeks, but every time you sit down at your computer, you find yourself scrolling through social media, watching cat videos, or cleaning your room again. It's easy to get sidetracked, right? But here's the thing. By applying those 5 key takeaways, you can conquer this procrastination monster. First, remind yourself why you want that job. Is it the opportunity to learn new skills? To contribute to a cause you believe in? Or maybe it's the chance to finally ditch your soul-crushing current position. Next, break down that cover letter into manageable chunks, research the company, write an introduction, highlight your relevant experience, and then polish it all up. Eliminate distractions by putting your phone on silent, turning off notifications, and setting a timer for focused work sessions. Remember, even if you only manage to write one paragraph today, that's progress. And finally, celebrate those small wins along the way, finishing a section, finding the perfect word, or sending off that completed cover letter. You've got this. So there you have it, folks, your daily dose of confidence and productivity booster. Remember, overcoming procrastination is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate those wins, and keep moving forward. Now go out there and rock those goals. I know you can do it. Don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with a friend who needs a little motivation boost, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, stay confident, stay productive, and keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.